Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, the time is coming up to 6:34. The arrival of AI means quite a few white-collar jobs will become redundant in the very near future. It also means that those who work with their hands, such as tradesmen and women, will be more in demand. My next guest is in the final shake-up for the Screwfix Tradesperson of the Year, and he's very worried about the number of young people going into the trades. He's from County Mayo, and he is Chris Moran. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Joe? Good morning.
Chris, thanks very much for joining us from County Mayo. Tell us more about your own business, Moran Brothers.
So we are more type of a traditional building company where we actually employ all the staff, not subcontract all the work. So we have our own carpenters, block layers, stonemasons, plasterers, painters, tilers, that type of thing directly employed with us. So, you know, the move years ago was to subcontract everything out. We returned that and said a little bit in that we employ the staff directly ourselves.
Yeah. And you build a kind of one-off houses more than housing estates. Would that be accurate?
Correct. One-off houses and a lot of renovations and, commercial work as well. So like shops, dentists, practice, things like that. Yeah.
Now, congratulations on making the shortlist for the Tradesperson of the Year. How do you go about getting on that list? I mean, do you do a practical test, like build a wall or install a window or something?
In my case, I don't. So it's based, they look for four things: exceptional service, being an ambassador for the industry, your dedication, and the last one could be your skill set. So in my case, I based it on service, being an industry ambassador, which is what I'm trying to do, is push apprenticeships more. And obviously, you know, we've dedication and professionalism to our trades and our work. So, you know, I based my campaign on this through my business. Yeah.
Yeah, and I presume you have to provide loads of references for the work that you have done.
You do, yeah. So it starts with an online essay, gets you down from a couple of thousand down to 40. And then the second stage is to submit 10 customer and architect reviews, a video, and then you have a Zoom meeting with three executives from Screwfix. And then they do a lot of background checks. It's fairly intensive now, in fairness. Mm. And then that gets either from that last 40 down to the last 10. So I'm the only Irish person in the competition this year, and they've never had an Irish winner. The competition has gone on 16 years, and Irish has never won it. So
well, fingers crossed, and hopefully you will win it. Why is there an issue, Chris, getting young carpenters, brickies, or plasterers into the business?
I suppose there's all these other jobs that existed that didn't exist 20 years ago. You know, all these other industry jobs have now, you know, came online with, you know, computer jobs and more accounting jobs and more factories need more staff. So I suppose our pool is smaller to take from. And then the other thing is, you know, it's you're outside in the elements, and maybe, you know, that doesn't appeal to some people nowadays.
Mm.
You know?
So it is a very manual work, obviously, and it does involve a fair bit of work outside. But surely the rules of economics would dictate that if you pay the tradespeople a lot more, then people will come into the industry. So I don't know what the average wage is, but if you agree to pay them, I don't know, 75 to 100 euros per hour, you're going to get more people interested under normal rules of economics.
Yes, and in theory that works. So, but it splits the you know, the population in half. It's the people that have money that can afford to pay for that, and all the younger people that need to build houses and get into houses, albeit one-off houses or housing estates, won't be able to buy houses. You know, it's going to push the value, the cost of construction up so high that you're pushing out anybody from that 25 to, you know, 40 market that should be buying a house, their starter home. They won't be able to afford to pay a house that's built by a tradesman that's on 75 euros an hour. That's just not going to happen.
Right. Are home buyers, so, would you say, at the pinnacle of what they can realistically afford? And does that mean
I think
that
even passed at the minute? I think construction has passed even at the minute. It's past what young people can afford to pay at the minute.
Right. And does that mean that house prices will go the opposite direction?
Again, I don't think so, because there's a huge lack of housing at the minute. It's funny, we're in a little bubble at the minute in that there's not enough housing. So, you know, people that have money are able to buy those houses. So, these things are moving, like all these houses and housing estates. You know, they're just being sold, but they're not being sold to people that are, you know, on the threshold of being able to buy them or below that.
Yeah. What would you recommend to get people into the trades?
We need more apprentices. So we offer we're one of the only companies in Connacht that offer multi-apprenticeships. So we offer three. We offer block lane apprenticeships. There's only 270 block layer apprenticeship apprenticeships at the minute in Ireland. That's across the 4 years of the apprenticeship. That's nationwide. 270 people are doing an apprenticeship in Blocklane, and seven of them are in Connacht. And carpenters nationally, there's only 2,500 lads doing or girls doing an apprenticeship in carpentry, and there's only 135 of them in Connacht. So the numbers are way down. A lot of guys do electrical and mechanical and plumbing apprenticeships, but and all the wet trades are way behind. I don't know anybody who has a plastering apprentice in this area. It's just, it's not happening. And we need to get more people into those
and
trades.
How do you They're do that? Well how paid. Do you do that other than some sort of tax incentives?
Yeah, we don't. There's no tax incentives. There was a €2,000 grant a few years ago if you took on an apprentice, and that's gone. So what we need to do, what we're trying to do, is showcase ourselves as a top class builder to try and get lads to see that, you know, that there's a ceiling that you can work towards, and that it's a good industry, that it's a high paying industry. And I'm trying to do that by, you know, how far I go in this competition. We also do things like we sponsor the local soccer team in the secondary school. So we're getting our name out there and people are seeing the good work we do by association. There's also Sullis are doing some things. So we have, our two apprentices are going on an exchange program next year with two French block layers. So there's little things like that happening. It's just not enough.
Yeah. Well, best of luck representing Ireland in the Screwfix Tradesperson of the Year. That is Chris Moran from Moran Builders in County Mayo.